The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, September 10th.
Listen, we look forward to playing the challenge of playing the Browns. We know they're a heck of a football team. And so our guys start the preparation and get ready to play in a great venue here at Arrowhead. So we look forward to getting all our fans back in there and that place rocking.
Can you feel it? It's the first official Red Friday in the Chiefs' kingdom for 2021, and you heard it. Head coach Andy Reid is looking forward to the challenge of playing the Cleveland Browns, just as I am looking forward to the challenge of delivering you a Red Friday-worthy Arrowhead Drive. The Chiefs head coach will speak to the media and give a final injury report before Sunday's game today at 1 p.m. Arrowhead time, with fans eagerly awaiting to hear the status of star safety Tyrann Mathieu. Mathieu was still on the reserve COVID-19 list as of midday Thursday. He has not practiced all week. Another note on defensive availability, the Chiefs said that Frank Clark, who has dealt with a hamstring injury throughout training camp, could be on a snap count on Sunday. We'll, of course, keep you fully updated at arrowheadpride.com.
There's no cool on Sunday. We're going to have all the fans there. I might jump out of my helmet. It's no cool. It's no time to be cool. Coach Reed, preach, let your personality show, and I'll be full blasted.
Yeah, it's hard not to love Stone Cold Jones. Call us biased if you want here at Arrowhead Pride, but we tend to think Chiefs-Browns is shaping up to be the game of the week to open up the NFL season. Hype seems to now be stretching a little bit here across the country, with all eyes on a full-capacity Arrowhead Stadium Sunday at 3:25 p.m. Arrowhead time. The likely sold-out crowd may be a factor being overlooked by those outside of Kansas City, but not by the Chiefs, who are well aware of how that raucous crowd can affect a game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely excited. I think I kind of tweeted out watching college football and seeing those environments has kind of got me ready to go for this week. And then I kind of told some of the guys, I was like, man, y'all have to keep me calm. I think running out of that tunnel at Arrowhead and seeing those fans and them going crazy and just enjoying that moment will be special, and I'm sure it'll help us on the football field as well.
There are not many places in the NFL that can impact a game like a jam-packed Arrowhead Stadium. The players, along with head coach Andy Reid, all made mention of the fans and the environment that comes with it. This week, remember this fact, this will be the first full-capacity game for Chiefs fans since the 2020 AFC Championship game against the Tennessee Titans. That is too long. That's some tailgate withdrawal right there. Make sure you get there early, make breakfast and lunch if you're going to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously all extremely talented. We have veterans on the left side there that are Pro Bowlers, the guys that have dominated in this league for a while now. And then we have young guys who came out of college and they were really good in college and they've really picked up and learned the offense extremely fast. And I think that whole offensive line group, they've really brought out the best of each other because they've competed this entire camp. And I'm excited to go out there and show it off here at the week one Arrowhead.
Yeah, that Chiefs rebuilt offensive line gets its first regular season test, and it's against the Browns, who went through a bit of a defensive rebuild of their own over the offseason. As we've talked about in detail on this podcast network, these three rookies look strong in the preseason on the O-line, but they could have their hands full with Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, and company. Head coach Andy Reid was asked specifically about his confidence in the rookies headed into Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one to watch because their interior players are real good too, so, and experience. And it'll be a great experience for our guys to have the opportunity to play against them, being as young as they are. So,
yeah, managing that Cleveland front seven will be important, and it's not just about the Chiefs' pass game. You can't forget about the run game and the sophomore jump that could be in store for Chiefs starting running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Here's Eric Bieniemy.
You know what? I'm feeling very comfortable about Clyde adding to his role and what he does. Coach Slew has done a great job with him. He's done a great job with all those guys, in fact. And I think those guys pretty much showed you exactly what they're capable of during the preseason. But Clyde, the best thing about Clyde is that he's had an opportunity to digest everything during the offseason. And so that's huge. On top of that, he's had an opportunity to get out there and put it on display in training camp. And so with this additional week, now with everything that we've had an opportunity to study, I think Clyde's going to be fine. You know, I think the entire group is going to go out there and do what is expected of them to do.
It was unfortunate, but we didn't get to see much of Clyde in the preseason after he suffered an ankle injury. You can hear it in Coach Eby's voice. Hopes are high for the running back here in his second season. And Sunday, we'll get to see what he can do with what are projected to be juicier rush lanes from that new offensive line. Andy Reid confirmed Clyde had returned to practice last week, but enough about those talking about Clyde. Let's hear from the man himself.
Everything was about just trending in the right direction, and nobody's going to be 100% perfect at everything, but I'm confident. EB's confident. Pat's confident. And that's really the biggest thing. Having Pat standing next to me and really knowing, like, okay, as far as protection and understanding the scheme, he knows what's going on. But ultimately, really picking up the guy that needs to be picked up. And right now, everything's kind of hitting the nail on the head. So I feel more than confident.
So that's the offensive side for the Chiefs. Let's not forget about the defensive side, as the Browns offer one of the more up-and-coming offenses in the NFL. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo confirmed that the team considers them dangerous, and in his press conference, he zoned in on a familiar face from his days with the New York Giants.
Yeah, listen, he is the ultimate game wrecker, in my opinion. He can wreck a game from an offensive standpoint. He can catch the ball for a 5-yard slant, and it can be 60. He can catch a hook and make a guy miss, and it can be 80. So that's a concern. We'll have our eyeballs on it. Corners, safeties, everybody's talking about it. And yet, listen, when I say that, they got some other weapons too. You know, they're running the football. You can't commit too many guys to Odell Beckham. You can't tackle all those running backs. So we'll play that game within the game, but we're aware of how talented he is.
And that's not all. There's also the familiar face to Chiefs fans in Kareem Hunt. There's Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry, Rashard Higgins, among others to deal with. But what do they all have in common, you ask? They're not named Patrick Mahomes. Sorry, Baker Mayfield, you're not in Oklahoma anymore. You're in Kansas City, home of the Arrowhead Drive for game day, Red Friday, September 10th. If you're headed to one Arrowhead Drive this weekend, listen on the go by subscribing to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned on Sunday for the Arrowhead Pride Rapid Recap Show, when I will join Steven Serta and Rocky Magana from Arrowhead Stadium. That's for now. That's a wrap. I'm Pete Sweeney. Catch you on Monday for the next edition, the post-game edition of the Arrowhead Drive.